the Easter. We do our best to celebrate Christ and his birth and his death and his resurrection every day. I think that's what we should do. We should remember that every day. But we welcome you here. We thank you for joining us. And got a few things to talk about, but you know, we try to start out with the pistol prayer. It's just, to me, one of those timeless things that I see it coming true. I see people waking up. I see what was working, the enemy's tactics that were working before are not working now. And that's what happens. You tune in today, Brother Zach's message, and he talks about that very thing. And people are waking up. People are changing their thought processes, and that's a good thing. And when that happens, when God's people turn back to him, well, everything changes. So hope you're prayed up. Hope you prayed on the full armor and prayed the Lord's Prayer this morning. We encourage you to do that at the very least. Start your day off that way. But hope you'll join us with the pistol prayer. And again, we have this in a Bible bookmarker if you'd like it. We'd be glad to send it to you. Lord Jesus, we pray with thy authority, we say, DC sorcery cease, satanic strongholds release, Baals be broken and bound, with all idols be cast down, stop the spells, send the spellcasters into hell. Jesus, cause it to be, and thank you for the victory. Well, lots going on. Got a few different things to talk to you about this morning. I want to start off in Isaiah 26, and if you're not very familiar with Isaiah and Jeremiah, they are very symbolic of our times today. So many times we go back there because when you look through the Word, you see what had happened there, what is happening now. Anyway, Isaiah 26, verse 9 from the English Standard, it says, "My soul yearns for you in the night. My spirit within me earnestly seeks you." And of course, that's seeking God. "For when your judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world learn righteousness." And that's the one I wanted to focus on. When your judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world learn righteousness. And so judgment brings about righteousness. It's just how it is. And so as we see these things happening in our world, whether it's our economy, whether it's the turmoil around the world, the wars and the rumors of wars, the turmoils in our very own lives, it is so that we might learn judgment. That judgment comes so we might learn righteousness. Pardon me. And so, to me, it reiterates that God has a plan. And the things that are happening are in line with God's plan. And I think that's a good thing for us to remember. Ecclesiastes, I want to go there next. Ecclesiastes 7, verse 29 says, "God made man upright, but," see, and so that's different than upright. "God made man upright, but they have sought out many schemes," many inventions, different translations say, many schemes, many translations. And haven't really talked about this, but thought we'd spend a couple minutes. It popped up in my feed this week, just in emails, and saw a couple things on the news. And that's the robots, the AI, artificial intelligence, the robots that are coming up. I saw this. I thought this was quite interesting. This is called the Ricci 2. And now we think it's so foreign and, oh, man, we've never seen anything like this. But, you know, my youngest is here. She's almost 17. And in her generation, most will have these in their households if this continues. I mean, it's just how, you know, think back to cell phones. I don't have mine up here with me, but think back to cell phones. You know, when I was 16, 17, 18, 19, 20s, there were no cell phones. And now that's, you know, it's just such a big part of our society today. It's just how fast things change. And I think this is the thought, I think, of for the next big change. But so this right here, you see them, it's called Ricci 2, a super, and these are just quotes from the news articles that I've seen, But it says, introducing the Ricci 2, a super interesting humanoid robot designed as, quote, a lab partner for the AI era. Now, you know, if you got advanced or artificial intelligence, a lab partner. But they got it in the kitchen. They've got it. They show it there, building, putting blocks together and being able to, you know, Ricci, hand me the banana. Ricci, hand me the apple. Those type things. And it's growing. And I thought this next one was interesting. Yeah, the Ricci 2 made for AI. And so you hear a lot about artificial intelligence. It's just computers. And it has its basis. You know, a base of a computer is if, then, right? If it's this, then it goes this way. If it's that, it goes that way. If, then. And that goes back to the scripture. Many people don't get that, but right, it's if we obey his voice, we live, we prosper. If, then. 2 Chronicles 7:14 is that way. If my people turn back to me, then I'll turn back to them, right? Return to me and I'll return to you, God says. It's all if, then. And that's the basis for every bit of computer programming, right? We were talking this morning about the old joke about the scientists that tell God, hey, God, we can make our own man now. God says, all right, let's see you do it. So the scientists go, they say, well, what you do is you take this dirt, and God says, wait a minute, get your own dirt. Because God made the dirt. And God made the principle of if-then, which is the principle of a computer, which is the principle of any type of the AI they talk about. But talking about AI, these robots today, Boston Dynamics was a big, they were, many have seen this, and I'll show a thing of this here in a minute, but Boston Dynamics is a spinoff from MIT, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, back from 92, and they put out, from their website, changing the idea of what robots can do. Discover practical robotic solutions designed to tackle today's and tomorrow's toughest automation challenges. Your teammate, your tool, meets Spot. And I'll show you Spot here in a minute. Our agile mobile robot will define your day-to-day. Works anywhere you work, gathering data, keeping people out of harm's way, and exploring without boundaries. Man, doesn't that sound great? I mean, that's what we need to move into tomorrow. According to the world, remember that world is Babylon. You're going to hear that a couple times today if you stay tuned with us. But it sounds great. It always does. It always does. And the robots are, let's show that next one, Jason. That kind of shows this is the Boston Dynamics. And many of you, maybe if you look on the internet, look around, maybe you've seen some of this. You got the Spot Mini there on the left. We'll just leave this up for a minute, Jason. And then the Spot, and those are like the little dogs they kind of look like, hence the name Spot. And then Atlas, and Atlas is the real big one from Boston Dynamics. And then the next one is called Handle. That's what they've got that's almost humanoid, but for unloading and loading. And if you've seen some of the videos, like the Handle will go and like take a box off a shelf and, you know, put it on another shelf or pick up. They've got it set up. It'll pick up heavy. There's a military application. It'll pick up, heavy loads and carry it with the military. And there's modifications of these in military use. There was something that was one of these little dogs, Spot, patrolling Mar-a-Lago or whatever for President Trump here not too long ago that was in the news. So they're out there. They're being used. Whether it's good or bad, we'll have to wait and see. You know, our pastor taught that the enemy, they have to tell us what they've done, what they want to do, or what they're planning on doing. And the way they do that, if you remember, they use science fiction to tell their story, because then the sheep can believe the story as fiction. And pastors spent years, many, many messages on that. whether it was, you know, the enemy telling their story in books or in movies or whatever. And the robots in movies, we've seen those. The enemy, I think, has told their story of what they want to do. And, of course, it's the destruction of Adam. But, boy, it sounds nice. Practical robot solutions. They'll redefine your day-to-day. They work anywhere. They keep you out of harm's way. They're the best thing since sliced bread. See, that's how they're presented. We'll have to see. Now, no doubt there's some good practical applications. I've seen some in firefighting in different places, but anyway. And then there's China. China's involved in this as well. Saw this report, China rapidly emerging as a global leader in humanoid robotics. Robots build robots in China, leading the world's third industrial revolution. And we've talked about that in the past as well. And then it comes down to money. Boy, they always put the money out there, right? Oh, you can make money at this. Great investment. Global humanoid robot market expected to grow at a rate of 45.5%. That's a lot. From $2 billion U.S. in 2024 to over $13 billion in 2029. And Goldman Sachs has predicted that the total addressable market for humanoid robots could reach $38 billion U.S. by 2035. That's just really around the corner, 10 years from now. And then you see what Boston Dynamics, I showed you their robots. Here's a couple of the pictures of what China's doing as well. You could see there, they've got a little thing, I think it's called Dream, another humanoid robot, and their little chai spot, whatever you call it. And we know that they, for the most part, just steal things from us to produce these things. And then the next one, they're really pushing this female-looking robot, something right out of video games. Anyway, so it's out there. And I read you one scripture that I saw, you know, the schemes. God made man upright, but boy, what does man do but scheme and come up with anything and everything he can. And then another scripture that came to mind, we'll move on from robots, is, again, back in Isaiah 26, 20 and 21. We'll share that. And it says, "Come, my people, enter thou into thy chambers, and shut your doors about thee. Hide thyself, as if it were for a little moment, until the indignation be overpassed. For behold, the Lord cometh out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. The earth also shall disclose her blood, and shall no more cover her slain." And then I put this in the corner, you see that? "Do not participate in her ungodly deeds." That was the thought that occurred to me. God is the creator. He's the creator of everything, of intelligence, and all that is here. And I see this with the AI and the robots and stuff is just, again, the enemy just taking another step to play God. And I think I'll do my best to stay away from it. I think that would be good. Well, some current events. I saw this. I thought it was interesting. Another, it points out several different things. One, that you really don't hear about what's going on. The media doesn't tell you. And when they do, it's half-truths. And two, know where your food comes from. Don't just be blind about it. Another E. coli outbreak that went unpublicized. This was this past year. E. coli outbreak went unpublicized by the FDA, despite affecting 15 states, 36 people hospitalized, one person died. Now the FDA coming under fire for not publicizing its own report into an E. coli outbreak. I thought the interesting thing, that last paragraph, the outbreak was linked to romaine lettuce. First case in St. Louis County, Missouri, but the agency was unable to confirm it. And it goes on and on and on, reading into it. I didn't want to put all of it out here for you, but it's just ridiculous because they blame this one, basically one farm of where it came from, But even in their report and in what the farmer said, and when you look into the type of E. coli that was there, it doesn't come from lettuce. It's never been associated with lettuce, or if you remember, part of it was the onions, I think last year, tied in with McDonald's and stuff. But the E. coli doesn't come from those things. And so, anyway, I think, again, it just should be a reminder that we need to pray over our food. We need to be prayed up. We need to make sure that we're, as Psalms 91 says, dwelling in the shelter of the Almighty, and being aware that, well, all is not as it appears to be, right? They talk about safe food and that everything is fine. It's not. Got a couple of slides here kind of tying in with that on, I titled it Simple Health. There are simple things we can do. You know, you don't have to have a $10,000 Pendleton or Peneliton or whatever the big old thing is, or a big gym membership, but there's simple things you can do. Wanted to share a couple of quick slides. Another new study showing increasing your potassium intake can be more effective at lowering blood pressure than simply, they talk about cutting back on salt. Now, this is what the article said, but, you know, we're going to tell you, you need good salt. You need good Celtic sea salt, good salt, not that Morton's iodide stuff. Stay away from that. But don't let, many times, salt takes the blame for what sugar does. Okay, and so you have to have the right blend. American Journal of Physiology found that the right balance between potassium and sodium, again, salt matters must. See, the right balance shows men and women respond differently to these. Higher intake of potassium help the body flush out excess sodium, excess salt, helping to keep the blood pressure more stable. And then the next slide, again, at for healthy blood pressure, which is huge, I've fought it for years, experts suggest adding more potassium-rich foods like bananas, sweet potatoes, spinach, and avocados. And, you know, and those things are really not even that hard to grow in most climates. They're not. I think it's interesting how they put this. While cutting back on salt is still important, focusing on both nutrients may give better results. See, that's what the enemy does. They play both sides of the fence. Salt's bad, but you need it in the right amount with potassium to lower your blood pressure. And you do. You do. I thought this next one, too. Recent study published by Nutrition, Metabolism, and Cardiovascular Diseases suggests that regular strawberry consumption may improve brain processing speed and reduce blood pressure thanks to their high levels of natural compounds like, I can't pronounce those, anthocyanins and L-glutanins. Anyway, findings highlight strawberries as delicious and healthy, supportive addition to the diets of older adults aiming to maintain cognitive and cardiovascular health. How about that? Natural things like bananas and avocados and strawberries might actually be good for you and help. Well, let me tell you, they're a lot better than potato chips. They're a lot better than sodas. They are. And, you know, many times it's the simple things. I know in talking with the Remnant, it is the simple things that we can do that help. Well, remember our network website, sfawbn.com. Tons of information there, the broadcast schedule, the archives, the newswire. We do our best to share breaking news there. So, like the little box on the bottom left says, if you've got current events and breaking news, you can email them to jason at sfaw.org, and we'll do our best to share them with the Remnant. Keep everybody informed about what's going on. Well, got a few more minutes, and, you know, this is a busy time of year. It's an exciting time of year. We've just had the spring equinox, 14 days later, the Passover. And we're going to talk about the makeup day. But, you know, yesterday, April 19th. Not talked about a whole lot anymore, but it is a very important day. April 19th, 1775, basically the Revolutionary War began. The shot heard round the world. You'll hear a little bit about that today. And that happened at Lexington and Concord. And, you know, it happened because the British were coming to confiscate the weapons, the powder and the cannon, and because they weren't. And, you know, the famous words, "Throw down ye arms, ye damn rebels." And the rebels that were our forefathers said no. And I just, two more slides on this, but I want to read the preamble to the Constitution just real quick. I've got it here. I've got it on a slide there, Jason, if you can, the next one. And it says, "We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity." And that's what I want you to remember, "and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution of the United States of America." And I know there's controversy. Oh, we the people, who are they? Well, they came together as believers, as Christians, to put this together. And they stood on Lexington and Concord Green, just a few against many, for you and for me. That's their posterity. For those that will come after us, for our children and our grandchildren and our great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandchildren. Because they fought generationally back then. That's why the pilgrims came over, and that's why this new land was settled. It was for their children, for us. We need to remember that. And I hope you remember that here right at this anniversary of the shot heard around the world. Psalms 22:4 says, "In you, O Lord, our fathers put their trust. They trusted, and you delivered them." And I think that's a very true and applicable statement to the founding of our nation. It really is. Well, we've only got this week and next week to remind you of the Passover Makeup Day. And after that, it'll be a year before you hear anything else about it from us. But the Passover Makeup Day coming up, it's May 2nd. That's just a real short time away. The Passover was April 2nd. The Makeup Day is 30 days later. Passover was April 2nd, Passover Makeup Day, 30 days later, May 2nd. And we have these books by Pastor Peter, Solar Sanity versus Lunar Lunacy, in Calculating the Passover, and also his book Communion and its potential blessings, curses, and need. And so these books answer the questions you would have, the who, what, why, when, where. They do. It's been... well over 20 years that this ministry has been celebrating this. A couple scriptures for you, Numbers 9, 10, and 11, because we sure try to bring the receipts, as you hear in the media today, to prove it. Not just it's not just what we do. It's not just what Pastor Peters do or what Jason and I and, you know, on this ministry do, but it's biblical. Here's a couple scriptures for you, Numbers 9, 10, and 11. Read all of Numbers 9. I encourage you to do that. But it says, "He may, however, observe the Passover to the Lord in the second month on the 14th day at twilight. They shall observe it." And then a second witness to that, 2 Chronicles 30, verses 2 through 4. It says, "For the king and his princes and all the assembly in Jerusalem had decided to celebrate the Passover in the second month, since they could not celebrate it at that time, because the priests had not consecrated themselves in sufficient numbers, nor had the people been gathered to Jerusalem. Thus the thing was right in the sight of the king and all the assembly." And so they had to do it. They had to follow what the law said, what the word said. They had missed it, but they wanted to do it. They were turning back to God. They were doing it in a biblical manner. and God made a way. He had provided a way, and they had read it and said, hey, we can do it 30 days later. And you know that this ministry started it that way, way back, again, many years ago. A special mailing, and hey, the makeup day, here it is. And that's how it started here as well. Now, we understand, no, we don't slaughter a lamb. We don't actually, dip the brush in the hyssop in the blood and put it on the door in the lintels. But what a foreshadowing of Jesus Christ that is. So I encourage you to read, 1 Corinthians 5, 7 through 8, reminds us today, Christ is our Passover. He was sacrificed. But the principle is still the same. If the blood was applied, they were saved. It is that way today. The blood is applied, then you can be saved. But the blood has to be applied. It has to be applied. So how to celebrate it? And I know we're wrapping up here. We encourage you to read the Passover story in Exodus 12. Read Numbers 9 and 2 Chronicles 30. Those two witnesses of many that talk about the makeup day, being able to do it 30 days later. And that's coming up May 2nd. Read 1 Corinthians 5. Again, it talks of Christ as our Passover today, right? And how to do it, not the old way, but the new way. Read and pray Psalms 91. Pray in repentance and acknowledgement of this event, of how it was a foreshadowing of Christ. And partake of the bread and the cup. Partake of communion. Again, it's not a Sabbath day. It was a work day. They gathered in the evening. They did all this during the day, and they gathered in the evening. So we hope that you'll do that. Again, we've got today and next Sunday to remind you of it, and that's it. Well, thanks for joining us. Stay tuned. We've got more for you. We've got a great Timeless Pulpit Truth by Colonel Moore here, and then a new message by Brother Zach. And again, it's exciting times. We thank you for joining us here this April 20th. God bless.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly trust in Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. Darkness seems to hide his face. I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. His oath, his covenant, his blood support me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, he then is all my hope and stay. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. He shall come with trumpet sound. Oh, may I then in him be found, dressed in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand.